Mix 101.7, Saturday morning huddle, and now eight-player talk, and Newell Fond Mustangs coach Brian Wilkin joins us to recap the 40-12 win at Remsen St. Mary's last night. Coach, so you pull away, but wasn't quite as easy as the final score might lead one to believe, as it was 19-12 at halftime. So what was going on the first two quarters?
Remsen St. Mary's took the opening kickoff, took it right at us, went right down and scored to go up 6-0, there. And then we scored to begin the second quarter to go up 7-6, and Remsen St. Mary's answered right back to go up 12-7. And right before the end of the first half, last minute 24, we scored two touchdowns right before half to go up 19-12. Reed Cruz hit Nate Peterson on a 48-yard touchdown pass with a minute 24 to go in the second quarter. We got a three and out, and Austin Gertis had a long punt return back to the 19-yard line, and the very next play with 19 seconds to go, Reed found Nate Peterson again from 19 yards out to give us that 19-12 lead.
And so in the second half, were there any adjustments made, or did you just start playing better, really just carry over from, as you said, a strong end of the first half into the second half?
Well, we made a couple of adjustments, but, it was not so much what they were doing. It was what we were not doing, and that was doing our job and getting off blocks and being where we were supposed to there in the first half. We adjusted a couple things we had to with how they were attacking us. But in the end, Ryan, it came down to doing our job and being disciplined enough to do our job every play. And we played better in the second half. We were flat coming out, extremely flat, which is concerning, very concerning. And the second half we played better.
Well, you told us about a couple of your touchdowns. Let's have you dive into some of the individual totals and how they shook out when all was said and done.
Well, we had no much better balance offensively last night. Reed Cruz led us in rushing with 17 carries for 132 yards. RJ Rojas had 9 carries for 56 yards from the fullback position. And then our two tailbacks, Austin Gertis and Jesse Hack, had 14 carries for 77 yards. So much better balance running the football, which is critical. And then passing-wise, Reed Cruz was 5 of 7 for 109 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Receiving-wise, Nate Peterson caught 4 balls for 97 yards. All of them were touchdowns. And Jake Davis had 1 catch for 12 yards.
And defensively, Coach Barron's unit clamped down. I saw you had at least one turnover, an interception later in the game.
Cody Holtgrew had an interception late in the game, and Austin Gertis picked off a pass at the very end of the first half there, for our two turnovers. We had two fumbles, so the turnover battle was even, which we got to do a better job in that area. We're about even for the year, and if you're going to continue to move forward in district play and hopefully the postseason, you got to win that turnover battle, and right now we're just kind of staying equal, and that's concerning.
Well, facing a much improved Remsen St. Mary's squad last night, but in the end, the Mustangs come out winners 40-12, and we'll look forward to homecoming fun next week as they'll be taking on Clay Central Everly. Newell Fonda coach Brian Wilkin joining us in the huddle. Appreciate it as always, coach, and enjoy the weekend. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Ryan. Much appreciated.